Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. One more show, it's for you, those that work so hard for your money, and you're now ready for your money to start working harder for you today. You are sick and tired of being sick and tired of working that great job, yet you want a great life. This is about, it's about leading a rich life where you work because you want to, not because you have to, where you can spend all the time, energy, and you want with those that you love doing what you love. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in today. Thank you for allowing me to create a ripple effect in your lives. And I also challenge you to do the same for others as well. So please like, subscribe, review, share this podcast with others, or even this episode. If this was something that was really valuable for you, please share it because people need this. People need freedom, and you could be that very person that helps them get that. As a reminder, if you haven't done so already, check out our passive income calculator at moneyripples.com. See how much passive income you could create over the next 12 months. Love to be able to see what you get. Check that out right now.
Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing, and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cash Flow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cash Flow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out.
Hey guys, I get guests pitched to me literally multiple times a day, but this one stuck with me. I thought it was a very interesting perspective, and especially because I see when we're going to talk about here, we have Charlie Hardage joining us today. I find out that with this man, I mean, this guy's got an interesting background, an interesting life, and may not be really in the grand scheme of things. He's not that much farther ahead of you, even though he's got over 1,000 doors in real estate, which is amazing. But still, the great thing is that this is fresh in his mind. This is something he's been doing for the last 6 years, almost 7 years now as a real estate investor. We've got a great background there in that. He actually started doing an IT, which I know a lot of you guys are actually in IT as well. He did some IT sales back then in the corporate world, even spent 5 years in the Army, actually, as an infantryman. He was actually a team leader there. He earned the Combat Infantryman Badge and a Purple Heart. Definitely excited to have him on, and especially hear his background on how he achieved financial freedom, buying those doors, starting as a passive investor, then leading into an active investor later on. Charlie, thank you for joining our show today.
Man, Chris, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here. Your intro really hit home because I was where a lot of the audience is only a few years ago. I was totally sick and tired of being sick and tired. For me, I would always ask myself, I'd always tell myself, what I am doing right now is not working. For me, Chris, that was working the W-2 and putting money in IRA 401k. Anyway, I know we'll get into it a little bit more, but just really want to say, like you said, Chris, I'm not that much further than probably most of your audience along, only probably 2 to 3 years.
That's what's amazing. I mean, you've done a lot in just a matter of a few years for sure. So, I mean, that's very commendable. And by the way, thank you for your service and your sacrifice. I mean, that's very impressive as well. You don't even seem like you could be old enough to do all those things you've done already.
Man, that's good to hear. I'm almost 40. But I grew up probably like the audience, middle-class mindset. Work really hard in school, get good grades, get a good education, pinch pennies, 401k, IRA. And when I'm 70 years old, I'm going to have a nice, modest nest egg, which that nice is air quotes, because who knows what it's actually going to be and what $2 or $3 million will actually be worth in 30 years from now. I went to school, 9/11 happened. I was 17 years old. My parents weren't about to sign me up. That really is very patriotic. I still am. They said, hey, just go to school, go to college and go that route. Did that. And even in college, I was almost going to graduate. I crammed 4 years of college into 4.5 years. I'm not an overachiever by any means. But when I was in my senior year, I was like, I still want to go to the military. And my parents were like, hey, man, you're almost there. Just get a good job and go that route. Of course, I did. And after working for a Fortune 35 company, did great, made phenomenal money. I was like, nope, I'm not getting any older. And so I joined the military at 25 years old. I did that for a little bit. And I actually wanted to make it a career, but my second deployment, I got shot. And so I got medically retired. My career was just totally out the window, right? What I wanted to do, really what I had thought about doing since I was a child. And after that, Chris, I went back to the corporate world because that's the only thing I knew. I didn't have any now side hustles is what they're called, but they weren't called that back in the day. I went back to what I knew. But this whole time on my second deployment, I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad a couple months before I got injured. That kind of started this, okay, real estate sounds great, but I don't know anything about it. Learned as much as I could. I was in grad school. I was working full time. Have a wife and a daughter who I absolutely love. But any second I got, I was learning about real estate because I knew there was something to it. I still didn't know what, but I knew there was something to it. And you see on HGTV, A&E, all those sexy shows about flipping homes. I was like, I can do that. I never focused on anything, Chris. It was always just all these real estate niches. And finally, I was like, I got to get laser focused. If I'm focused on everything, I'm focused on nothing. Right. And about 3 years ago, my mindset, I put a lot of effort into my mindset and started bettering myself. I always thought, hey, I'm smart. Didn't really focus on improving myself, which is a huge, huge mistake, obviously. And I got into two deals passively. And at first, I did think it was a scam because I'm like, I've never heard of that. The only passive investments I've ever heard of are 401k and IRA. So obviously, real estate's a scam, right? And after educating myself, I'm like, wow, there's actually something to this. And so I can invest my money, my hard-earned money. I was in the military. We don't make much. And I went back to the corporate world and had an entry-level job at 30 years old. And I invested my hard-earned money into real estate passively. And man, Chris, at that point, that sick and tired of being sick and tired, I was like, okay, my financial freedom clock is now ticking. It's finally started after 35, 36 years. And man, I swear to you, I just felt just this huge monkey or this weight lifted off of me. I can finally start living my life now. I'll pause there because I know that was a lot.
No, I mean, that's a great experience. And I'm sure a lot of people resonate with that too. I want to go back. I mean, what was, like you said, you were sick and tired of being sick and tired. I mean, when was it the job that you were working? Like, paint the picture of what it was going through your head or emotionally speaking. What was happening to you at that time?
I didn't hate my job, but I wasn't passionate about it. And growing up, where most of us are taught, just progress in the corporate world as fast as you can, because that's your path to financial freedom. And that just never resonated with me because I had done really well at work to either get no pay raise or a promotion followed by a demotion and just all these things. I'm like, what am I doing with my life? I'm lucky if I get a 2-3% pay increase. I'm lucky. I'm not good. Right. I'm lucky. Or I could switch jobs, go somewhere else, which I did that a couple times, but man, really, Chris, I just felt stuck. I was running in quicksand. I was running in concrete. I knew there was better stuff out there. I just didn't know what for the longest time. And so for me, Chris, I was educating myself as much as I could in real estate, in financial freedom, financial education. For me, I wasn't looking at what's 2 years down the road. I was looking at what's 40 years down the road, what's 30 years down the road. What do I want for me? What do I want for my family? My daughter's 10 now. So who, you know, she's probably 5, 6, 7 at the time. But it was really just getting focus on my end goal and my why is my family and providing for the community, just giving back to the community, leaving a legacy for my daughter, for my wife, for my name, and then also just for the community. And again, I was just stuck for so long that I knew something had to give, something had to give. And I finally discovered real estate and educated myself on it, on being able to passively invest in real estate. Because everyone knows you can actively invest in it. But that's not what I wanted to do because I was in grad school. I was learning about real estate. I have a daughter and a wife. And I just wanted to say, okay, I'm sick of working for my money. I want my money to work for me now. when I found that, man, again, it's just this aha moment of, wow, I feel like I'm finally on the right path after all these years.
What was it that they got you from the education phase? Because we talk about a lot on the show about not just being a hearer of the word, but a doer as well, like it says in the Bible. What got you from being just the person getting educated to the point where you said, I'm going to make the leap. I'm actually going to start investing, even if it was just passively. What got you over that hump?
Yeah. So to make matters worse, Chris, not only was I trying to figure out what I wanted to do, I'm very risk averse by nature. Analysis paralysis is actually my middle name. It's hyphenated. Most people don't know that. But for me, it was finally getting to some experts that I didn't have to be the person. I didn't have to be the guy that was actively flipping the house by myself because I didn't have the time or the knowledge or really even the money. For me, when I heard that, hey, it's a group of normal people, there's doctors in there, there's lawyers in there, there's teachers in there, there's sales reps, IT folks like myself, that experts in this multifamily syndication, the initial team I invested with twice, they had $3 billion of acquisitions, over 100 deals that they had done. And I was like, wow, I don't have to be the expert, but I can put my money in this pool, this pot with other experts who are going to run the property. This is not their first rodeo. They've done this over 100 times before, not small deals, but $3 billion worth of properties. They've done this. And so at that point, I was like, well, even though I'm risk averse, this is a calculated risk because I'm not doing it myself. I'm giving it to experts to invest, pooling it with their own money as well, right? It's not a pyramid or a Ponzi scheme. It's not like they're like, hey, give me your money, because they're putting their money in there as well. At that point, I just felt like, okay, I can take a step back and just relax because they're doing all the work. I don't have to analyze anything. I'm not stuck in this paralysis mindset because they have the deal. I'm not having to underwrite the deal and find the deal myself. So they handle everything, which was amazing to me. It's like giving your money to a 401k or your mutual fund manager. They're doing all the work for you. When I kind of said, okay, it's the same thing as a mutual fund manager, except it's not in the stock market. It's in real estate, which is an asset you can touch. You can feel it. It's not this paper, this stock, this company that if I bought a Google Gmail, their stock's not going to go up or down. It's, hey, this real tangible asset. For me, I was sold, and that was about 3 years ago for the apartment side. I was sold then. I'm probably 10x more sold just on real estate and apartments today than I was even 3 years ago.
It sounds like you kind of went through a different, almost an evolution of thinking there, right? You had to first realize this is not some obscure thing, that this is not just these one-off deals, that these are, I mean, there's literally thousands upon thousands of these deals going on all the time, this private money. And it also was normal people just like you getting to those deals, financing it. And then of course, having operators do it that actually have experience. And it seemed like you kind of got to the point of, all right, now I feel comfortable. Like this makes sense.
Exactly. And I loved it so much. I was so impacted being able to passively invest that I learned everything I could about becoming active and going the active route. Fast forward a couple of years and going back from now, back in 2022, I actually left my day job, my W-2, and I'm doing real estate full-time because I had many conversations with friends and family. And one of my friends who invested with me a couple of years ago, still to this day, Chris, she calls me or texts me monthly and she's like, this changed my life. Thank you so much. And at first I was like, okay, I get it, feeling weird about it. But then afterwards I was like, that changed my life. Why am I feeling weird about her telling me this? Like, I just felt so grateful that even to this day, she calls me and says, this was so profound, made a huge impact. That's what I'm doing now, Chris. I still invest passively, but I am looking, I'm much more on the active side too, because there's a lot of people like me a few years ago that hadn't only knew the stock market and that was it. And so your podcast, and I actually have a podcast that I started as well about real estate and passively investing. Really, truly, people, I'm sure they reach out to you, heard an episode, they're like, this is great. How do I invest? Put me in contact with someone. I'm ready to have my money work for me and I'm ready to stop working for my money.
And what's that podcast, by the way?
A podcast is Passive Investors Playbook. It's not meant to get into a bunch of real estate terms. It's really for people, like I said, where I was a few years ago, that maybe you've heard a couple terms, but we break it down and just tell, why is real estate so impactful for my guests, what was it about real estate and the passive side of real estate that was so profound?
What I love about your story is that you're creating your own ripple effect, aren't you?
Yeah.
You kind of took a similar path, but a different path for me, where because of how it impacted you personally, you're like, wait, I want other people to be liberated like me too, right? To feel what I'm feeling or experience what I'm experiencing and have that other option, that other door opening. And I can tell you definitely have that very experience of one of the ways that you're giving back to your own community.
Yeah, exactly. And also want to give back to veterans. And my wife and I want to do a charity for the less fortunate with food. But as far as the real estate side, so many people work so hard for their money, but they're sick of kind of, I don't know the right word here, but not getting their fair share. What we do is we say, look, we are in there. Yeah, obviously we want to make money, but it's not just about money. We want to help the community. If you buy a single family home, you're helping one family. If you buy an apartment complex, you're helping 40 to 400 families. And what that does in the community, it just, again, has that ripple effect of if we provide a safe community where the residents feel safe, they take care of it, then that shines in their community as well, not only at the actual apartment complex, but in that city where we own the property. That's our goal.
I love it. Well, if people want to follow you, besides your podcast, what's the best way they can do that?
Yep. Best way is our website, hkigllc.com. I'm on LinkedIn and Facebook as well, Charlie Hardage, but website would be the best.
Perfect. Yeah, we'll be sure to put that in the show notes for everybody. And especially if you're driving right now, we don't want you guys getting into a car wreck because you're trying to figure out which letters to write down while you're trying to drive. We don't want that. Put that in our show notes just for you guys there. Charlie, such a tremendous story, such a great experience. Final question here for you. If you were to talk to yourself, say 6 years ago, what advice would you give yourself?
Hopefully I would listen to myself, but let's pretend that I do. It would be education and mindset. Focus on that. I truly feel, Chris, the last 3.5 years when I started focusing on my education and my mindset, that's when I went from 2 doors from single family property to now over 1,060 doors. And that financial freedom number has been attained. Find education and mindset, two biggest things I would tell myself.
Couldn't agree more. It's great advice. Yeah. Charlie, again, thank you for your time today. Thank you for your service and your sacrifice and still creating ripple effect to this day.
Chris, thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure. I love what your podcast stands for. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Everybody else, hey, if you're listening to this and you realize I need to do this too, great advice, get educated, but also work on your mindset as well. I'll tell you from my experience, having been a coach of hundreds and hundreds of clients, that is exactly the thing that gets people hung up, that keeps you from stuck, just like Charlie had said, being stuck right where you are, frustrated and wondering what you're going to do and how to achieve the goals you have in your life, to all of a sudden having more freedom than you thought were probably possible, especially within a matter of years. Guys, that is the big thing I give you as advice today is what Charlie just said. Educate yourself, but then also work on your mindset. Guys, make it a wonderful and prosperous week, and we'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.